You're listening to The Cost of Discipleship at allaboutfollowingjesus.org. What is the cost of discipleship? As recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 28 through 33, Jesus said, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sent a delegation and asked conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." Further, in Matthew 16:25 and 26, Jesus says, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" The Apostle Paul understood the cost of discipleship. He was a man who enjoyed great prominence among the Jewish elite, but forsook all for the love of Christ. Paul declared in Philippians 3:7-9, "What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." The cost of discipleship is this. We must each give up our old selves in order to embrace and become the person Christ has created us to be. Therefore, put off the old man with his deeds, as indicated in Colossians 3:9-10. For as Paul taught the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." 1 Corinthians 2:14 teaches us that the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Rather, as indicated in Romans 8:7, the carnal mind is enmity against God. But even though, as Paul teaches in Ephesians 2:3, we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, we learn in Colossians 1:21-22, "You, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." Thus, as Romans 5:10 indicates, having been reconciled to God through the death of his Son, you've received exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, as indicated in 2 Peter 1:4. Therefore, we're taught in 1 John 2:15-16, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." James goes on to say in verse 4:4 of his epistle, "Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Finally, John 12:25-26 indicates, "He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. For where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor." The cost of discipleship is totally reasonable in light of the gift we've been given. 1 Peter 1:18-19 tells us, "You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ." Paul puts it quite simply when he addresses the Corinthians in his first letter, captured in verse 6:20. He assures us we were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In closing, you can find respite in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, which indicate, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." You've just heard The Cost of Discipleship at allaboutfollowingjesus.org.